That the whole world's religions are being brought together in advance of the time when the United States has the world set up an image of the beast. In other words, when the United States sustains and supports a one world government. And brothers and sisters, we can see that going on in the world today. The United States in Revelation 13 has two aspects of the power it will use to force the whole world to worship the beast of the papacy. One is economic, and one is military. You can't buy or sell if you don't receive the mark. Economic, you'll be put to death if you don't receive the mark. Military. These two aspects are going to be carried out through the world by the United Nations, and as we look at what's going on in the world today with the United Nations, we see that this is the very mode of operation that's already being used. A nation steps out of line from what the United Nations thinks it should be doing, and it first puts an economic boycott on it. You can't buy or sell. If that doesn't bring the effect that they want, then the United States and other countries that make up the United Nations military force attack. You'll be put to death. These two characteristics are already active in the world, and they're active in the confines of this one world government. Now, there's many ways to document this movement by secret societies through history to bring about this one world government, to rebuild the Tower of Babel, so to speak. But remember, as it goes through history, it has a religious and a political aspect. Revelation 16 is identifying the religious aspects of these three powers, and in our next presentation we'll look at how the religious manifestation of the dragon power is working towards bringing in a one world government. And the dragon power is the power that we've been tracing through history. It's the power that began in Nimrod's time. It's paganism, it's heathenism, pantheism, in our day New Ageism. It began with Nimrod, it goes all the way through time. And the dragon power at the end of the world has a religious manifestation that's guiding and directing it in its spiritual sense, but it also has a political aspect to it, which we see in the United Nations. Now, one of the books that documents this is a 1,300-page marathon read called Tragedy and Hope, written by Carol Quigley. Now, this book talks about the one world government and the millennium of peace and prosperity that's just ahead of us. It talks about the secret societies and the one world bankers that are working to bring this about. And the reason